All this week, we've been talking about issues affecting our cities these days. We spoke about homelessness. We spoke about food insecurity, food banks, and the way that charities are left to pick up so much of the slack when it comes to social safety nets and when people are faced with tough decisions that people in need help. Why charities are so often those left to provide that help when, in fact, it should be governments doing that kind of work. Today, we look at a different problem, one that's been impacting many inner cities these days, and that's an uptick, or at least what feels like an uptick, even though sometimes the statistics don't always bear it out. There are many reasons for that. A lot of crime goes unreported, obviously. But what feels like a sense in many downtowns that things aren't as safe as they used to be. Break-ins are more prevalent. Vandalism is more prevalent. Broken windows are more prevalent. Store owners are worried about the safety of their staff. People tend to be a little more reluctant to walk around downtown. Certainly during the height of the pandemic, when a lot of inner cities were hollowed out because people were working from home and stores were all closed, there was certainly a sense that things had changed. Now, again, this is when one talks about sort of people with mental health and addiction issues and so forth, this is a far bigger problem than just business. This is a societal problem. But one of the impacts, and certainly those on the front line, are retail businesses in those areas. They're right there. They see it every day. They often deal with those who are in need or those who are struggling with mental health and addiction. They also deal with downright bad. But it has become something of a struggle. The owner of one Vancouver butcher shop fell victim to no less than 2 break-ins in the span of just a week, not that long ago. And it's indicative of a problem that many inner city businesses are facing these days. And Sebastian Cortez, who is the owner of said butcher shop, Sebastian and Co. Fine Meats in Vancouver, joins me now. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So tell me how long have you owned the business?
Well, the business was open in 2007. Right. And so we started with our first location in West Vancouver. And then this one, we opened about a year and a half ago.
Right.
So it's fairly new.
Yeah, yeah. But you have a comparison, right, because you have the other business and you have this one. So how has it been sort of setting up downtown, and what made you decide that was the right move?
You know, downtown is always was interesting for me because in West Vancouver, I always felt that it didn't have the whole approach to the whole city. I mean, a lot of people don't want to cross the bridge or go all the way down to West Van. We have very specialty items and things like that. I mean, some people did go all the way down there, but I thought it would be a nice niche to, you know, open up a little hub downtown Vancouver to be more accessible to, you know, the Tri-Cities. So that was kind of like the main idea why we did it.
Yeah, I'm sure no one wanted to cross the bridge last night with all that snow too, right? That was...
exactly.
So, but tell me what's happened, because you've now found yourself on the front lines of an issue that I think many downtowns are dealing with, and that's just sort of an uptick in vandalism and so on, and theft.
Yeah, you know what, when we opened up and when I moved into, like, we actually, you know, found the location sort of during the beginning of COVID type of thing, but things started getting worse, I would say, in the past 5 months.
Really?
And because we had no issues before. I mean, we had a couple of little incidents here and there, but nothing where we ended up getting targeted and hit. Like, it's at least once a week, pretty much, right? So, and I've been talking to a lot of local businesses, and everyone's saying the same thing. It's been probably since, you know, the last like 5 or 6 months that everything's just getting really, really bad right now.
Do you have any idea why?
I don't know. The only thing that I can think of time-wise is, like, I remember they removed a lot of, a lot of tents from the downtown, from the east side, Hastings area, and a couple of parks where people were put. So I think that's kind of what spread everyone to move around in different parts of the city now. Because I talk to customers, you know, I've became friends with a lot of residents here from Yale Town, and they are telling me that same, like, Yale Town is not the same anymore, and, like, you know, it's just people are not feeling safe. I mean, there's so many random attacks happening pretty much every week, and there's a lot of stuff that people don't report, right? So, there's a lot more that happens that we are kind of like don't really have any clue of what's going on.
So you've been when you say hit. I mean, I gather it was a break and enters at first that cost you a lot of money. I guess you've had a lot of repair bills, right? It's been expensive for you.
Yeah, you know, so we've had our windows broken four times. Four or five times now. And I have, I have gotten into arguments in a couple of situations where, you know, in the middle of the day, some guy walks by and just starts trying to smash the windows, kicking and throwing things around, picking up chairs. So it's all drug-related problems is basically what I think it is. Because a lot of these guys have kind of like, you know, they become extremely aggressive. And, you know, you can right. see like they're just hitting people on the streets, attacking with weapons and things. And then I had two incidents when I had two men trying to just smash the glass, and I kept telling them to stop and they wouldn't. But as soon as I confronted them, they just ran away, right? But, you know, it is like I saw on camera once too, this guy with a kind of like a metal pipe just was hitting this massive window trying to break it and couldn't succeed. And eventually after maybe like 9 or 10 hits, he broke it. And then he just kept walking by. He had no intention of breaking into the establishment. He just wanted to break the glass.
It's expensive for you too, right? Insurance doesn't either cover it or the premiums.
Our premiums have gone up. Our insurance is pretty much done with us. It's just like, it's been really, really challenging because, I mean, I understand where they're coming from too. It's just like we have four massive windows broken, and each one of them, they're about $10,000 each to repair. So, you know, double pain and all that. So they're all costly. So it's a pain. It's a pain to deal with this.
Yeah, I mean, I was speaking earlier that it's obviously an issue that runs far deeper than retail businesses in Vancouver. I mean, this is you just happen to be right on the front lines of it, right? Because you're street facing and so forth. What about the police issue in all this? Are police doing enough, do you think, or can they do enough? Do they have enough force?
Okay, so there's, you know, I've been talking a lot to the police, and there's a big issue and a big frustration from the Vancouver Police Department, because they told me, and I can see this, they are so fed up. They keep, you know, catching people that are, you know, robbing and breaking in. But what happens, they get sent to court, and then the court dismisses them immediately. So I had one police officer, she told me they caught one guy stealing. They completely, like, they grab all the belongings. It was cash, this and that. The person went in the next morning into court, got dismissed. And then the same day, that night, that same person broke into another business again. So they're telling me, like, we're playing this catch and release game where, like, the city of Vancouver is not really cooperating with the Vancouver Police Department in that sense, where, you know, they feel like they're just basically wasting their time. So it seems like the system is broken at the court, level, not necessarily the police. A lot of people are getting upset at the police, but the police are working around the clock, like, constantly. And I've seen them. I see them all the time.
And one suspects that this is not everybody. This is just a few people, right, that are responsible for a lot of this damage and a lot of this theft. Yeah,
it is. I mean, it's not a small group of people, but it is. It is kind of the same people I know. I don't know why. I have a feeling they all kind of know each other. You know, I was just talking to a business across the street, and it's a little pizza place. It's a mom and pop little pizza place, and they broke in and they stole computers, and the guy told me, like, they took about $15,000 worth of, you know, cheeses, ingredients and all this kind of stuff. And you can clearly see these people faces on cameras. One guy had a broken leg. I mean, they're so easy to identify. I believe that the police had no problems identifying these people. I'm pretty sure they got arrested. They got sent to court, but they're on the streets out again.
Are you going to stay? I mean, your other businesses, is there a breaking point here?
No, we are definitely staying. In my building, there's four businesses of us altogether. All of us have been getting hit, broken in. One of them, someone took the door, like the front door, and just completely walked away with the door. Across the street, same thing. Yeah, the front door. Then across the street, there's another business that's broken. I mean, everywhere I look in that corner, every single one of us has been gotten hit. So we're trying to see if we can get a security guard, if we can all kind of pitch in, but I'm not sure. I honestly don't know what the solution is. I think there's something has to be changed in the court systems and just, I don't know, maybe like these people shouldn't be out, like, or there has to be some kind of consequences for them, because there's absolutely no consequences for breaking, stealing. So, you know, they have nothing to lose, really.
Yeah, I suppose if there are no consequences. No, exactly. Sebastian Cortez, thank you so much for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.